have found the Genesis Frequency. This is Dr. Stephen J. Kismina welcoming you in to another episode of a show that focuses on your whole life prosperity and success. Whole life prosperity and success by cooperating with the universal laws that are available to each and every one of us. This is Quantum Leap Goal Achievement, Radical Personal Transformation, Whole Life Prosperity and Success. Now, stay tuned for another exciting episode that'll move the needle in your life from where you are now to where you want to be. And here we go again. Hey, this is Dr. Cause. Dr. Cause and Effect. Dr. Stephen J. Kismina here, coming at you with another episode of the Genesis Frequency. Thank you so much for hitting that play button, whatever time of day it may be, wherever you are in the world. Thank you so much. Let me know where you are in the world. Leave me a comment. Leave me a comment, a question. I'd love to start taking questions from listeners and then devoting a whole episode to answering those questions when it comes to our goals and our purpose and our vision. And that's what I want to talk about today, is our goals, our purpose, and our vision. We've been talking about goals for months, because that's what the Genesis Frequency is about. That's what my purpose and passion is all about, helping people to dream big dreams and take that step and move into those dreams. Been studying this a long time. I've been modeling this and demonstrating this for a long time. And this is about taking matters into our own mind, right? Riches are within our reach, whatever we define those riches to be. And really, I've been focusing through the videos that I've been doing before the podcast was launched, and within this podcast, is talking a lot about our goals. Because goal achievement, or big dream achievement, that word goal, I don't know, there's something about it. I really like big dreams instead, because so many people set a goal and they're not even worthy goals. They're just little things they know how to do, or things that, well, if this happens and I put this piece of the puzzle in there and I find this dot and connect it with that dot, it could happen. But those aren't the worthy big dream goals that I talk about. I talk about those goals you have no idea how it could possibly happen for you, but that's what you want. That's what that desire is on the inside, just burning. And this can be spiritually, mentally, emotionally, physically, any of those things. You know, this isn't always just about finances. This is about everything. And that's why today I wanted to focus a little bit on our purpose and our vision, and how they tie in with our goals, okay? Because that's really, really important. When we define our purpose and the reason that we're here, everything will come together beautifully. And that's, talk about putting pieces of the puzzle together. What is it that you really love to do? You have to determine your definite purpose in order for everything to come together. If you don't have a purpose, everything else will seem wrong. It'll be like working with a broken compass. You might think you're going north and you're really going south. You might think you're going west and you're really going east. And you have to identify that purpose firmly in your mind. Otherwise, you're just going to wander through life never quite feeling that you're in the flow. And this is about recognizing what you're good at, but even beyond what you're good at, recognizing what you absolutely love. What you would love to do in your life. What is that purpose? What is that passion? That's what you are put here to do. You know, as you, Bob Proctor says, as you go through life, you don't just pick up things you like doing by chance. You discover what you're good at, because you were meant to discover it. just as you were meant to figure out what your fingers do and how your elbows work, your unique gifts are hardwired into your system just as surely as your lungs are given their blueprint to breathe. So you have a purpose. And most of us go through life believing that our purpose, and maybe we don't even believe this on a conscious level, maybe it's at a subconscious level, we go through life believing our purpose is to build somebody else's dream. We think, well, we're just here to go and do that 9-to-5 thing, because that 9-to-5 thing is really, what is it? We're getting our basic needs met through that 9-to-5 thing. And you know what I'm talking about, whether your hours are 9-to-5 or something else. But really, we're trading our time, in many cases, our lives, for some dollars to meet some basic needs in order to build someone else's dream. And what do I mean by someone else's dream? Well, we're building their company. We're satisfying the stockholders who have a dream of making their investment grow. We're always working on someone else's dreams, and seldom are we working on ours. So let's start with your purpose. And if you want some, purpose can be a real deep subject, and it is for a lot of people, getting clear on it. And getting clear on your passion and identifying that one or two things, or if it's two or three things, how they all are integrated and work together, and those certain things that are necessary, those elements, I should say, that have to be included in your purpose and your passion in order to, for you to have that fulfillment in your life and in your lifetime. So we can do that. That's a lot to discuss in the context of this, these short episodes here on the Genesis Frequency. So reach out. Let's schedule an appointment, and we'll talk about that. And we'll do a free consultation, just like we do on goals. We'll do that about your purpose and your passion, your vision. So once we identify, you know, this purpose, then, okay, I am here to do this. And within doing this, I have to have elements of, I have to be by the mountains, or I have to be next to the seashore, or I have to be by big water, or I have to be by small water, or I have to be by moving water like a river or a stream. There's certain elements that we've felt attracted to our entire life, and those elements will have to be included in some way, otherwise we won't have that soul satisfaction. So we divine what it is that our purpose is, what we absolutely love to do, what we're drawn to every moment of the day in some way or fashion, what really pulls that interest and attention, and that we're really passionate about. And then we start to work on our vision. What is that vision? What is the greatest, grandest vision of that passionate life, that purpose-filled life that we want to live? What is that vision of that life with all those things being fulfilled look like? What is that vision? How does that look? And then more importantly, how does it feel? Because what we do when we get into the big dream goal is we take that vision and we incorporate the feelings and the emotion of feeling it real, right, in the present tense. So all these ties together, these, the purpose, the vision, and the goals, and they all have to be clear. Because our purpose leads to vision, and our vision leads to the goal, the big dream goal. We fix on our vision, and then we plot our course. Napoleon Hill said in The Law of Success, he said, "What a different story people would have to tell if they would adopt a definite purpose and stand by that purpose until it had time to become an all-consuming purpose." Standing by that purpose. Standing by that purpose until it had time to become an all-consuming purpose. See, we have been conditioned here, at least in the Western world, probably all over the world, we've been conditioned to live our lives now in 180 characters or less. Remember when Twitter first came out, 180 characters, and we kept trying to do it slower and slower. Then we started And then even Facebook, we went to scrolling, right? It wasn't scrolling. We would go over and visit somebody else's timeline. We used to call it a wall back then, and we would see what our friends are up to and the pictures that we posted. We didn't even have just the notification thing where we had the homepage. Again, and I know all about it. Don't send me messages correcting me, but I've been in it a long time. But what we turned into and what we evolved into is a very short attention span society. That's the point I'm getting at. So we scroll and we look at something and we spend 3.4 seconds stopping on one thing, and then we lose our attention and we have to scroll to the next thing, and we scroll and we scroll and we scroll. And we have developed and conditioned ourselves and programmed ourselves to have very short attention spans. And when we allow this to carry over to our purpose and passion, just like Napoleon Hill says, what a different story people would have to tell if they would adopt a different purpose and stand by that purpose until it had time to become an all-consuming purpose. Most people don't do that because their attention span is so short. This is my purpose, but again, like I talk about in other episodes, this is my purpose. This is what I'm passionate about. But it only comes true for other people, not for me. We believe other people can do it, but we don't believe that it's possible for us. So see the cycle that sometimes it's easy to get trapped in. Even if we define our purpose and define what we're passionate about, and we define those elements that have to be included in all of the above, that attention span thing that we've been conditioning ourselves to live by dictates that we don't stick to our purpose enough, because we maybe lose the interest. But if it's our true purpose and it's our true passion deep inside us that was planted there by Source, by our Creator, it's never going to go away. So you get to choose. Do you want to live a life of longing and discontent? Or do you say today, no, today I'm going to rise. Today I'm going to make different choices. Today I'm going to make a different decision to live my life on purpose. To live my life on purpose. No matter how long it takes, no matter what I have to do, I'm going to live for my dream, no longer for someone else's dream. Now, I'm not telling you to go out and quit your job tomorrow. Some people do that. But we have to have the basic needs in our lives met in order for us to be stress and worry free. I get it. But what you might want to do is determine what that number is. What are those basic needs in life? And I'm talking necessities in life. What are those basic needs that need to be met in your life? And determine what that number is. What is it? What's that number? And then maybe you could get a part-time job move to part-time in the same organization you're with, or get a part-time job that hits that number so you can focus more on your passion and your purpose. So it's necessary to take a look at that. But this desire, this purpose, this passion's never going to go away. We need to move in the direction of it every day. We move to move into that vision. And we need to make that vision our goal. And there's very specific ways that we go about doing this. Let me close out with some words here, again, from Bob Proctor, from this article I've been studying and digging into the last few weeks, picking it apart. He closes, he doesn't actually close this out, but he closes out this one section here, talking about what I just mentioned, when you're not doing what you should be doing. He says, there's one last point I'd like to make about recognizing your purpose. More often than not, people have difficulty getting focused on what it is they're put on this planet to do, because they're already doing something day in and day out that exhausts their time, and in the end feel they are on the right track because they are covering most of their bills. That's what I was just mentioning. Just because you have a 9-to-5 obligation and your bills are getting paid doesn't mean that you've figured out your true purpose. The fact, however, can often block or impede your progress toward that better and higher use of your time and talents. He concludes, some people get stuck and are afraid or reluctant to make a move because they just can't see how their purpose will pay the bills. Furthermore, they've been programmed from infancy to believe it's better to be safe than sorry. No matter what you define your purpose to be, you absolutely, positively can live your life supporting yourself in a great, in a grand way, especially in this day and age with all the tools that we have available to us. You absolutely can live on purpose from that passion with all those elements that you require in order to feel fulfilled, to satisfy that longing and discontent, to move towards your dream and live life out loud. Let's do it. Let's set up a time to talk. I get excited about this. I get excited when people nail it down, say, yes, this is my purpose. This is what I am passionate about. Here is my vision. I am setting this vision as a goal for my life. No matter how long it takes, I am committed to that. I tell you what, you have that part down pat, or we figure it out together. I can get you there, guaranteed. Because it's by law that we get there. It is by law. It has to come true when we cooperate with the laws of the universe. Absolutely, positively. Absolutely, positively, you can be, do, or have this thing that you want to be, do, or have. Absolutely, for sure. Let's have a conversation. Have a conversation with myself or my wife, Tanae. That's what we do. Our consultations are free. Let's just talk about this. Let's get you moving the needle in your life, moving in the direction of your vision, moving in the direction of your big dream goal. Let's absolutely do this. It's exciting. It's fun. We celebrate wins every single day. We shift our vibration. We get out of the old paradigm, the old programming, and we move into new ones that have us aligned with the compass, pointing us in the right direction. So this is exciting when we live on purpose. This is exciting when we move in those elements. This is exciting when we're living from what we're passionate about. Don't die with the music still in you. Let's get you moving, living your vision, not somebody else's dream, your very own. Hey, you've been listening to the Genesis Frequency. We're out of time for today. This is Dr. Stephen J. Kuzmina, thanking you so much for listening today. We'll see you on the next episode of the Genesis Frequency.